All right. Pleasure to thank you, Beer Can and Jim Moorhead, for bringing in one of the heroes of this playoff so far. And he's been a guy who was on the Fresno shuttle because he had those options. So he knew how to go back and forth, but he has stood up big time in this playoff. And that is Juan Perez. Juan, nice to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. Right up to that mic. There you go. Boy, what a dream for you, huh? I mean, you know, you grew up in New York. You've seen a lot of great baseball, but how about this run through the playoffs? What do you think about it?
Well, it's been amazing, you know, being part of this team since the minor leagues. You know, this team has the winning in the system, you know. We won a lot of championships in the minor leagues, and here, the last five years, it's four years, two championships. Hopefully this year we'll get another one.
Yeah, why not? Boy, but you had a big part in it. Ron Wotus was on with us before, and, you know, guys who are on the bench, they know how to do little things, because if they don't know how to do little things, they won't be on the bench very long. Little things happened in this series, turned into big things, and for you especially, and Wotus and I talked about the bunt. You know, you don't get two down. That's why you don't have a pitcher bunt, because if you get two down, the hitter's a guy who can hurt you, and maybe one of the biggest at-bats of your career, getting that base hit after not getting the bunt down.
Definitely. So far, that's the biggest at-bat in my career. You know, I failed to do my job early in the first two pitches and missed the two bunts. And then after that, I was thinking Boch was going to give me this bunt sign. So I had confidence in me. I was going to get the bunt down the third time. Was not, but I got the sign to swing away, so I was just changed my plan in my mind, my body. I stepped away and get a good pitch to hit and got the line drive.
Wait, hit. And you certainly did. You hit it well, and that was the winning rally that got going. Listening to the crowd, isn't this crowd amazing? And I know for you coming off the bench, there's just something about it. When you come in, there are very exciting moments that are happening. That's when you get put in the game. How about the crowd?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I've been in a lot of ballparks here in the big leagues, and this is the best fans in baseball, man. They're always in the game. They never quiet, you know. They always pulling for us, pushing us to the next level, and that's why we're here. They're number one fans in the baseball.
Yeah, I thought they got to Gio Gonzalez. And Choate, I thought, you know, the crowd was all over him. I think it makes a difference. You guys are pros, but you hear the crowd, don't you?
Yeah, you hear the crowd here and then, especially when you're on the road. And I know for sure the players from visiting teams that comes here, they will let them know, the fans, they got to hear them. Anyways, you can cover your ears and still you got to hear this 43,000 fans out there.
Pretty good. Juan Perez with us. Juan, the other play you were involved with, and that is where you scored the run on Matt Adams on the ground ball to him, and you had the great slide coming in. Tell us about, number one, contact play on, because it's a ground ball to the first baseman. What happens?
Yeah, we had the contact play on, and Flan was telling me, you got to get down the line. You got to get down the line, ground ball, read the ball in the dirt, and fly down the line. So I was, you know, I was really hyped up in that moment. I say I gotta score no matter how, but I will score if you hit the ball in the ground. So I got the huge jump too, and that makes a difference because he was kind of rushing too for get me out of home plate.
Yeah, he couldn't get the ball out cleanly from his glove.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you one thing: if he gets the ball out cleanly, it's a tough play.
Yeah, it was going to be a close play, yes, too, at the play, if he were to get the ball cleanly. But he also took, like, two extra steps.
Yes.
The way he caught the ball off balance. You know, a lot of things went wrong for them in that moment.
Yeah, and what about the slide? Because this was one of those slides, you know, and I love sliding. I grew up with sliding. We, you know, you're a New York kid. We slide, right? Even in the playground at cement, we learn how to slide.
Yeah.
You know that. What about the slide? Because it was one of those that there was no way Cruz was going to turn around and get you.
Yeah, you know, before I slide, you know, I said to myself, if I go down and they cut the ball in the infield, I got to slide behind him no matter how. And that was in my mind before I slide, so I had all that in my mind, you know, anticipating that moment before I did it. So that's why I slide like that, even though he missed the ball, but you got to be ready for it.
Yeah, you had a nice lane, though. This new rule, let me tell you, he was almost at second base. You had a pretty nice lane to the plate.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice, how they call it, the busted posse rule.
Yeah.
That helped us a lot as a runner to score a home plate. You can slide head first, and you won't get hit.
You're not looking at shin guards.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it helped a lot. Well, what an exciting time. So now here comes the World Series for you. Have you played in Kansas City before? Were you up with the team when they went to Kansas City?
Yeah, I was there for two games, and the last game I got sent down. That was I think that was the last time I got sent down. That was the seventh time in the year that I got sent down. So I was there, yeah.
What did you think of their team? And, of course, you know, we talk about their speed and a great outfield defense and a great bullpen.
Yeah, they have a good team all around. Good hitters, good defense, good pitching. When we went there, we lost all three games. Well, remember that when we went there, we had the losing streak in that month. We lost a lot of games. Now it's a playoff. It's a World Series. It's a different Giants. You know, the team is inspired to win another championship, and it's going to be different than the regular season game we play there.
You pinch run a lot. You come up in big situations where you've got to perform. Tim Flannery get excited?
Oh yeah, he's the best third base coach I've seen, because I take a look at everything. I've been watching the other third base coaches, and they're not even close to him. He's one of the superstars, coach, on third base.
Very good. All right, appreciate having you on.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you in Kansas City. Thanks,
all right.
Juan.
Thank you.
All right. Boy, Jim Moorhead doing a great job here. Beer Can, thanks so much. And we get in one of the top pitchers who we always enjoy having on the show, because when he sees me, he says he likes my show the best, and that's Ryan Vogelsong. Hey, folks.
Yeah, what's going on? I definitely like your show the best.
I know you say that. Believe me. I know the politics. You're a political man.
That's right.
Boy, what a thrill, huh? I mean, just as I said, you know, I've seen that 51 home run a million times of Bobby Thompson. And to see Ishikawa knock it out, what goes through your mind?
Holy crap is what went through my mind. With some more expletives in there. But, I mean, you know, you're sitting there watching the inning unfold, and you know he's coming up. And it's funny to hear other people talk about it. We were all kind of thinking the same thing, really. Without even knowing it, you're thinking, man, what a great opportunity for this guy. The journey he's been on, you know, since he left here. And, you know, talking to Ish this summer about, you know, his summer and how he was sitting at home, not really knowing if he was going to keep playing or not. And, I mean, if anybody knows how that feels, it's me. And so to sit there and see that inning unfold and see him walk into the plate, and you're just going, come on, Ish, man. This is your time to shine. And, man, he freaking barreled one up pretty good.
Well, he did. All right, Ryan Vogelsong with us. So you're a big game pitcher in the playoffs. I've told you this. Against Detroit, they had these shots of you on TV. It was just your head, I think. It was just you. And there was no way you were going to had anyone hurt you in that sixth inning. It was great against Detroit. Now, here you plug onto a World Series again, and you got to feel, hey, here I go again.
Yeah, the other night didn't really go the way I wanted to. It was just not a good night for me. Didn't feel right on the mound the whole night, not even warming up. It's one of those times where you're down there warming up and you're going, man, not tonight. This is not tonight, the night to feel like this, you know. But those happen through a season. You hope they don't, but they do. And it roared its head at a wrong time for me. But those are the kind of games that, you know, you want to come back from and have a great one. And, you know, that's what I'm looking to do. And I feel like even as bad as I was the other night, I wasn't that far off the whole night. And it's not like I have to go out here and reinvent the wheel. But, yeah, I feel like I love this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, you can't replace the energy and the atmosphere and the stress level just brings this stuff in your body that you can't get anywhere else. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to do it.
Ryan Vogelsong with us. I think of Bumgarner. You know, 250 innings, and he's got another couple of starts here at least. That's a lot of innings to pitch.
Well, hopefully one more.
All right.
Hopefully we don't need him twice.
All right, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah,
but that's
you're
a
right.
lot of innings to pitch.
Yep.
Then it's the veterans. It's the old guys who come in. And then it's Jake and Hudson and Hugh. And they don't need a lot from you. You probably may have to just do it one more time, and that's it. This rest is the question. You're getting good rest right now.
Yeah, you know, this is where you have to be smart. You know, you have to work enough to keep yourself fresh. But at the same time, you have to know your body and know yourself and know the days that take a breather and take advantage of the rest. You definitely don't want to be out there grinding every day to get ready for your next start and wear yourself down. So there's a kind of a fine line, and everybody's different. You know, Jake and Huddy and I are all obviously different, and but we've all been around long enough to know our bodies and know what days it's time to grind and what days it's time to take advantage.
But I guess the extra rest has got to help you, though, this time of year.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's like being back in spring training, kind of, yeah, where you're throwing and get some extra days off here and there, and it's a nice refresher.
Boy, amazing. You look at this club, 2012, and, you know, I said earlier in the year, you know, my shows, you know, people call in. I said, this could be one of the greatest Giants teams in history. They could win 105 games, and all of a sudden the roof fell in, the bottom, and all of a sudden now you got a shot to win 3 World Series in 5 years. What about this team? What about this particular team?
Well, I'm glad you said this particular team, because everyone's different. Yeah. All special, don't get me wrong. 2012 was special, and I mean, we'll talk about that real quick. And the thing that made it special was the way we came together to come back. You know, that will never be forgotten. But this team is special because of the grind. Mm-hmm. You know, we, like you said, we started out hot, and you know, then we had our summer swoon, and it's the grind. And I hear you say it on your show all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a marathon. You know, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And it's about the marathon. There is a time to sprint, but it's not in July. Yeah. You know, it's in September. And now, you know, it's this team is, we're going to get this thing done. And they'll talk about the resiliency of this team.
Yeah.
You know, the other team had resilience too, but in a much different way. So, because we got in. It was a tough grind that year, too, but we got in. We won the division pretty easily at the end, and then we had a tough postseason. It's kind of the reverse this year. You know, we had to grind it out just to get in, and, you know, other than that one, you know, wild card game, we've had a pretty solid postseason. Yeah. So the thing now is grab some rest here the next couple days and head our way over to Kansas City and see if we can't keep this thing going.
Wow, what a great story, the World Series. Come on, you grew up, you're a Pennsylvania guy.
Yeah.
We're talking about the World Series. This is not just we're going to the World Baseball Classic. It's not that.
No.
We're going to the World Series. How about that?
You know when this one hit me? The last one hit me as soon as we clinched,
okay,
and it was raining. You know, it hit me right away.
Yeah.
Holy crap, we're going to the World Series. You know, and I was like amazed. This one hit me. I was sitting in bed last night watching the ESPN 30 for 30, the Bay Bridge series, sure, the earthquake series, right? And to sit there and watch that and realize, man, that was the World Series.
Yeah.
And I teared up a little bit. I'm like, I cannot believe I'm going back to the World Series again. You know, and you talk about journeys and Ishikawa's journey, and it just never gets old for me because, you know, 2010, I was out of the game. 3 years before that, I'm in Japan, and there's not even a chance that I'm going to play in a World Series, you know? So the fact that I've come back and not going to one, but now going to two is something that, you know, not too long ago, I never thought was going to happen.
No, and stepping up, I mean, you got numbers that are all-time numbers, and I don't want to even go through them now, but, you know, someday you're going to sit back and look at the numbers.
Yeah.
But when I first saw you in spring training, I'll never forget it, and, you know, you've always been so gracious to come on, and I talked at the end of spring training. I said, well, would you go back to Fresno? And you said, absolutely, I'll go back, I'll work. And I said the same thing to Jeff Suppan. He said, no, I'm not going back to Fresno, and he didn't, and he was released.
Yeah.
Then you went back, and Barry Zito twisted an ankle, and you were up here, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
So it's like Ishikawa, it's that confidence that you can get it done.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, I try not to put too much pressure on myself because of the moment. I try and transfer that into executing pitches, and it's worked. You asked me in my post game on after the DS, what's the secret? I don't have one, other than I love this game and I love the playoffs.
Great.
You know, it just brings something out of me that makes me want to do what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you're a competitor no matter what. And
this absolutely.
One, this one, believe me, you're a competitor in this one, and it translates to good things, which is nice. My thing on this one, it's 25 players, 25 stories. It was like that in 2010 for me. Everybody had a story, and I'll tell you, you can go down this roster. I'll give you any name, and you can come up and say that guy had a Arias.
Yeah. Pinch hit, base hit, started a rally.
How about that?
Yeah.
Arias.
Everybody
hit for you.
Yeah, everybody's done something.
All right. Duffy.
Scored from second on a wild pitch.
Laid down a great bunt.
He's played solid the whole time he's been here.
Susek
got a hit off Rosenthal to start the ninth inning in St. Louis. That's who Duffy ran for.
Petit.
Came in and saved my butt, saved our butt in game four at NLCS.
Lopez.
Got huge outs. 3-0, goes 3-0 on Adams, bases loaded, gets a ground ball, out of the inning.
How about that? So, my point is, we could do the whole team.
I mean, we could do the whole team.
But that's the story of 2014, is that everyone, and I hope Lincecum, I don't know how it's going to work out, if he'll be on the scene.
I misplayed that one a little bit. Somebody asked me about him before the NLCS,
I said,
hey, this guy's going to do something great in this NLCS to help us win.
Yeah.
And I think I was just off a couple weeks because I think he's going to do something great in the World Series to help us win.
Yeah, there's something. I'll let you go. I know you got to get out on the field, but there's something about the moment of standing up to the moment that brings out more in you as a player.
Right.
And he does that.
He does it.
That's why I think for whatever.
Something's going to happen where we're going to need big time Timmy to step up.
Wow.
And he will.
You know, I do these. I love that you listen to the show. I do these outrageous predictions, things that. Can this happen? And we do this in mid-season. We do it at the beginning of the season. In mid-season, someone said, Tim Lincecum is going to get the win in the seventh game of the World Series.
Well, let's hope it doesn't go seven.
Well,
I mean, from a fan standpoint, seven would probably be great.
Drive you nuts.
I'm 37. I know there's probably a lot of people listening going, well, that's not that old. But my heart can't take a game seven, I don't think, unless I was starting. If I was starting a game seven, I would be just fine with that. But to watch a game seven and not be able to really do anything, I don't think my heart could take it.
No, there's tension in baseball.
Yeah.
A great quote from Eddie Sawyer, who's a manager of the Phillies. And the Phillies were awful. They were the worst team ever. After game one, he says, I'm going to resign. I'm 59 years old. I'd like to be 60.
I tell you what.
And that's the deal.
It feels like that a lot. And I'm not the only one that said that in this clubhouse.
Interesting.
You come up after the game and you're just like, oh, man. There's something about not being able to contribute, when all you can do is root, so when it's your day and you're pitching, I feel fine. I'm as confident as I can be and just more doing preparation and getting, and the game starts, it's the focus is on the game and you don't think that much about it. But when you're just sitting there watching, my heart can't take it.
Boy, great. Boy, I love having you on. You're a great fan of
thank you.
Of the shows.
Shows.
I say shows.
I love baseball, and you guys talk baseball, so
it's
I
good.
Love listening.
Do you have your enchilada spot in Kansas City?
You know what? I switched it up, man.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, I've been eating Super Duper burgers down in the marina.
Does anybody know this?
Yeah, I don't. The one guy asked me, and I said something. I don't know if he put it out there, but that's where I've been. That's where I've been pre-gaming.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm probably not going to pitch. I'm not going to start a game in Kansas City.
No,
the bullpen's a different story, but. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to bring out the enchiladas again. I don't know.
Well, what did you have before the last start?
Super Duper Burger.
Well, how about an enchilada?
Well, yeah, but I did Super Duper Burger before the DC game. So.
Now, do you have it just the day of the game? Or
the night before.
The night before,
yeah,
that's
the night
the
before,
deal.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well,
so we'll figure it. Maybe I'll do one of each.
That's it.
You can't go wrong there.
He's a lawyer. I know it. Ryan, thank you so much, as
all
always.
Right,
you're,
thanks.
You're
always
a good
pleasure.
Friend.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having me.
All right, that is Ryan Vogelsong. All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.